Hi, this is. So I would like to tell you about the story when I was deported from Belgium to Greece. So first of all, I spent around 27 days here in Belgium in detention center. Then after that, I was forced to go back to Greece. So when I was gone to the airport, there I was escorted by two policemen, and they had everything with them, like handcuffs and everything, and they explained to me if I go voluntarily to Greece, so that would be fine. Anyway, there will be two police escorting me to Greece, but if I try to don't go or avoid deportation, then they're gonna force me, and anyhow it's the decision of the Belgian authorities that I needed to go back to Greece. So I was forcefully deported to Greece. Then when I reached there, the two policemen from Greece, they delivered myself to the Greek police, and the Greek police take me from there, and they put me in a room which was horrible room, a small room with 20 people. Yeah, for sure, for 20 people. And it was small room in a very bad situation. The conditions are all I have explained about the condition of detention center in Greece to my lawyer, and it's been sent to European court also. It was a dirty place with dirty mattresses that they had date on them even. So from there I got the itching disease also, which I still feel it, that I'm having it still, because the mattresses were too dirty. And also there was no toilet facility. Even for the toilet, I had to also knock the door, not me, but all 20 people, we had to knock the door to use the toilet. So the situation of detention center in Greece, that I spent 5 days, but it was like 5 years. So it was very horrible situation. Then after that, after 5 days, they released us from there, from the airport, and they sent me to the Greek consul. They told me to go there for everything, and I asked about, I don't have nothing, I don't have no anybody in Greece, so where I would go? They said that this is not their problem, I can go anywhere I like, they don't care. So I went out from there. From that day itself, for all the time that I was in Greece, I was living by my own, no home, no place, no money, no food, nothing. So I left in Greece in a horrible situation. About the feeling, I can tell you that I was feeling hopeless, homeless, disappointed, and how could someone feel? I cannot really explain it. It's not. How would someone feel if he doesn't have all the things that I have for living? If you don't have anything for living, so how would you feel? So that's all about my feeling. That fortunately my lawyer was in touch with me, so I used to inform about everything that was happening to me in Greece. So I kept informing my lawyer, and my lawyer was informing the European court, and my case was on. Unfortunately, it took a while, but fortunately the decision was right. So now I'm back in Belgium, and I'm living in a Red Cross center right now, and I'm positive about my future, and I hope that the Belgian authority this time would give me a chance to live a better life in Belgium. So that's all I wanted to say about being deported from here to Greece, how I was deported, and how I left there. So there are a lot of things to say, but most important things that I said in few sentences that will explain a lot. So thank you very much for your attention and for your time. Thank you. Bye.